Maybe last but not least.
I'm Kevin.
Come closer, we're recording.
No, I'm not going to talk through the microphone. I talk loud so I don't cry.
It don't have to be recorded anyway. The reason Bill liked driving his mower and his tractor, this is one thing I can say with me. He always wanted to be a farmer. Dumb guy. I'm a farmer. I met his daughter 40 years ago. So he was always trying to be nice to me. Anyway, the first thing I noticed about Bill when I was starting to date Mary, I didn't know the Sapp brothers from Sikkim. I didn't know they had a truck stop. I grew up around Mead. Didn't hang around Ashland because they were pretty rowdy, I guess. I don't know. But I was pretty ornery up there. But then I found Christ about eight months before I met Mary. And Mary was set up on a blind date from my sister, who used to work at a store here in town that Bill's oldest daughter was running, a clothing store. Anyway, my sister, the funny thing is, it's not really about Bill, but it'll get to Bill. I kept calling Mary, or I kept calling the Sapp house, and she was never home. And her sisters would answer or something, says, no, she's not here, but she'll be. So I'd call back, and pretty soon my sister asked Mary, has my brother got in touch with you yet? And she says, well, who's your brother? Because she didn't know any Ziegenbeins either. She didn't know Judy was a Ziegenbein because she was a Reed. So Mary felt obligated to call me back, you know, or answer my call and say, yeah, I'll go out on a date with you. So we went and played tennis that first date. I had white legs, short shorts like Magnum P.I., long hair down to my shoulders. But I had one good thing going for me. I was a believer, and I drove a Ford pickup. So I didn't realize it, but that was a pretty good deal. Bill was up on top of his roof up here at 108, right up the block here. He was fixing some shingles, and he was up there huffing and puffing like he does. You know, he gets pretty going. But he didn't say anything to me. I walked in right underneath him. He didn't say hi or nothing, you know. I thought, oh boy, that's not a good start. But anyway, yeah, he got to talking after we met, and Mary was happy that I was already a believer, and that was what she was pretty much looking for. So I guess the Lord got lucky with me there. I got lucky with the Lord. But, you know, there's been a lot of times in 40 years where you either disagree or you agree with a guy. And when you disagree, you always feel a little guilty afterwards because, you know, probably he's probably right and you're probably wrong. So it taught me a lot of how to be humble, you know, and how to respect your elders. And he's helped my family and my brother and myself all grow in the Lord and help us in business and just with what he's told us, you know. But, yeah, he always wanted to be a farmer. He used to tip plows over. Him and Brother Dean would be out plowing down southern Nebraska. They'd tip these Model B tractors over plowing because their hills were so steep. And he said, we didn't think anything about it. We'd just hook a chain on it with another tractor and pull it upright, fire it up, and get going again. Just the stories I could tell. But the one that, when Brad was talking about how fast he liked to drive, just remember this. I survived many a trip with Bill, and he taught me how to water ski. Or Mary taught me how to water ski. Bill was driving the boat. hang on. And he didn't slow down on the corners at all. I just figured it out. He replaced my shoulder one time when it dislocated skiing, water skiing. He was all excited, and I said, don't worry, it happens quite a bit. Got me up on the beach, and he says, what do I do? So I just lay down, put your foot in my armpit and yank as hard as you can, on my arm and he'll pop back in. So he did. He says, boy, I was really worried there for a while. Didn't know what, you know. So anyway, I could go on and on, but I know one thing. He would really be happy knowing that he would be grateful and thankful. I do know this for a fact, I believe. A couple years ago when he started showing the signs of the Alzheimer's, you don't want me to mess with that.
It's a microphone.
I know
every
it's
time
a microphone, but it's also a paper clip. Put your finger on it. Yeah. But when he started showing signs of the Alzheimer's, I told Mary, I says, you know, this was the same time he was trying to transition out of being up at Sapp Brothers all the time. So I says, this is a blessing. This is a guidance from God, a way to keep him away from the business, because he was never going to quit. But they did need to turn things over and get some younger blood and get people moving, you know, up there. And I think it was the way God had for him to exit the business without really realizing he was exiting it and feeling bad about it. So, but he would really appreciate all you guys. He already did. He told me 100 times. When he started this up, I remember him talking about it. And we went on many a trip to men mission things and overnight stays and stuff for Christian organizations, and we'd always talk about the church, what's happening in churches and what's happening with people's faith. And it seems like a lot of times I said, you know, churches are going after pocketbooks more than they're going after souls and keeping people happy and coming back. And he agreed 100%. So once in a while I'd come up with an idea he'd agree with. So God love the man.